What follows is a week with my father in Las Vegas where nothing happened, where nothing needed to. Day one, Tuesday, just arrived in Vegas. My father, who's 86, is waiting for me at McCarran. I notice his toupee has changed. It's curlier, browner. I don't argue with him anymore about it. He's Samson when it's on. "You make it okay?" I ask. "Yeah, but they keep moving these roads. Where the hell is short-term parking?" "Well, where did you park?" We find the car. He's in short-term parking. That night at the Suncoast Casino, after a buffet dinner, I sit next to the largest man in the universe and play nickel keno. The guy is chain-smoking. This can't be good. He's bigger than a smart car. Progressive is at $31,000. I saw a woman win $37,000 here one time. She continued playing even after she won. Day two, Wednesday. I notice that in my dad's guest bathroom, the toilet must be flushed 3 times in rapid succession for it to work. In the kitchen, the refrigerator door is off its hinge, the seal is coming loose, and the compressor has been running since Gingrich won the South Carolina primary. Here, hand to God, is the exchange. "Dad, you need to call a plumber and have someone come out and fix the toilet and refrigerator." "I have a guy who does all that," he tells me. "In fact, he came out 2 weeks ago. He fixed both. Well, he did a lousy job because they're still broken." "Yeah, but he never charges me anything." Day three, Thursday. We are at his doctor's office, a doctor who's from Nigeria. My father can't remember his girlfriend's name, Jeanette, much less his doctor, E. Anizella. He calls her Easy Lou. The nurse wants to check his hearing. "Are the drops helping?" "What?" Day four, Friday. My father informs me, "No more buffets. Who can do this kind of eating all the time?" he says as we head to the Red Rock Casino for the $6.95 all-you-can-eat breakfast. At dinner with his bowling friends that night, I get into an argument with Yvonne, the ex-cop, about gun control. My father and I split walnut shrimp. The casino comps the meal. Yvonne says no hard feelings. I lose another $40 at Nickel Keno. At night, I hear my father talk in his sleep. He tells me he's been dreaming about my mother walking away from him. She died 13 years ago. Day five, Saturday. There's an author doing a book signing at Costco. He's across from the Kirkland Multigrain Rounds. My father is looking for socks and fish oil. At night, on the way to the Suncoast, the buffet ban apparently has ended. "Yeah, you get the variety," he says. Let's eat there." When we get there, though, catastrophe. The casino won't comp the meal. "Miserable bastards," my dad says. We leave. At the Red Rock Casino, I notice David Bowie's son, Zoe, plays tonight at 10:30. He's a regular. Free admission. Also, Jeff Bridges will be here later in the month in what the poster promises to be an intimate evening. The Keno gods are once again in a foul mood. Miserable bastards. Day six, Sunday. Two seemingly unrelated stories and a lesson. Number one, there's a grinding sound coming from the left side of my father's car. Number two, my father has 70% hearing loss in his left ear. Three, there's no grinding sound in the left side of the car. On the way to the airport, my father thanks me for fixing the light in the kitchen, the television, and finding the vertical scroll bar on his computer. One more thing. At Costco yesterday, I forgot to tell you, my father got dizzy. He had to sit on a bench near the break room. He looked like he was having a diabetic seizure, even though he's not diabetic. I got him an orange juice and a chocolate bar because that's what Michael Corleone asked for in Godfather 3 when he had a similar attack at the Vatican. "Who told you about this, Ba?" my father asked, biting into the Snickers. "I feel better." "It's a long story. Don't worry about it." "All right, let's go," he said. "I feel better. This Snickers bar did the trick." He is wobbly, though, so when he stands, I grab his arm and then his hand as we leave Costco. I don't know the last time I did this. Maybe I was 5, maybe not ever. But I held my father's hand, and we walked.